Following the province's announcement last week that it will be providing $4 million to help fruit growers after the collapse of the BC Tree Fruits Cooperative, the union representing 125 of the co-op's former employees say they need to be compensated as well. This past July, the long-running, grower-owned cooperative announced it would be ceasing its operations and seeking court direction. Court documents show the organization is more than $53 million in debt. While the province announced funding assistance last week for growers, UFCW Local 247 says the co-op's workers are being left behind. When the cooperative announced its closure, the vast majority of workers lost their jobs and were not provided termination pay, with some still being owed wages and benefits, causing them an incredible amount of stress and economic hardship, said Dan Goodman, president of UFCW Local 247. These hardworking people who helped deliver a critical service to British Columbians then had basically no options available when the cooperative requested and was granted creditor protection, meaning they didn't have to pay our members back just yet. So it's frustrating for us to now hear that the government is paying the growers an estimated $4 million while the workers are being asked to wait for what they're owed. The union says they're working with a court-appointed monitor who's overseeing the insolvency process to help employees apply for compensation under Canada's Wage Earner Protection Program. Under this program, former employees could see a maximum repayment of about $8,500 for unpaid wages and termination pay. For money owed above that, claims can be filed with the monitor for additional compensation. But given the province's recent funding announcement for growers, the union would like to see more done for both unionized and non-unionized former employees. We'll continue pursuing these options, but we also call on the provincial government to consider exploring ways to directly support workers and not just the growers, said Goodman.